From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. China has just a week and a half to meet an ambitious deadline. By August 1st, it plans to find temporary housing for survivors of the earthquake in May. 90,000 people are dead or missing. 5 million were left homeless. NPR's Louisa Lam recently returned to Sichuan province, to a village where almost no houses were left standing. She has this story on the race to find homes for the homeless.
We're now in Hongbai village, and I last came here 5 days after the earthquake, and it's just extraordinary what a different sight I'm seeing today. I mean, last time we came here, this street that we're walking along now, on either side it was flanked by houses that had fallen down. There were planks everywhere, masonry, cracked walls. It was a complete mess. And now a huge amount of the town has been completely leveled. It's lunchtime here, and the inhabitants of these blue civil affairs department tents are having one of their last communal meals together. In fact, many of them have just been given keys to their new prefabs down the hill. Of course I'm happy, says 59-year-old Mr. Wang. Of course life will be better in a prefab. And the mood is really quite excited. People here seem really very happy to be moving into their prefab houses. And there's almost a sort of festive air about it. So here we are, arriving at the newly built prefabs.
They arrive further down the valley at a new prefab settlement. It's made up of lines and lines of identical white temporary rooms with blue roofs. These bare shells will be their homes, probably for the next 3 years. Each family has been assigned one room, about 175 square feet. As he begins sweeping the concrete floor, Mr. Wang, who will live here with his wife, starts thinking about the future. Right now, they're surviving on the government handouts of just over $1 and £2 of rice a day per person. And as he talks, his euphoria fades.
We used to own a little grocery shop, and after the earthquake, we don't have the option anymore. I'm 59 years old. I can no longer work, so I'm basically waiting for the government to help.
At the tent housing the government headquarters, Wen Xiaogui, deputy director of the Hongbai Communist Party political office, reels off the statistics. He says around half of the 7,700 people living in this village will be allocated prefabs. The rest will be given other help. It's not unfair, he says of the process. The villagers made their own choices. For most of the people moving to prefabs, their houses had totally collapsed, so they had nothing left to build temporary homes. So they applied for prefabs. At the top end of the town, I meet 56-year-old Wang Qifa. He says he wasn't offered any choices. He'd have liked to have a prefab, but says those near him have been reserved for office use, and so he's making do. He's busy building himself a new temporary house out of the remains of his old house. Since the earthquake, he's very carefully cleared away the remains of his house and salvaged anything usable. He's even reusing the nails because he says he can't afford to buy new nails.
Well, the prefab houses are not for us common people. They are for official use only. These are for the police, for the government officials. And ask why not? No prefabs. We don't know. This is from decisions being made from the top.
He says he's been informed that the army is coming tomorrow to help him build a temporary shelter, and he's very grateful to them.
His wife is cutting meat for a meal under canvas. They believe they weren't given a choice because of one key bureaucratic hurdle. Mr. Wang was registered as a farmer, not a town resident. Because of that, they believe they haven't been assigned a prefab. Instead, like many other rural residents, they've been given a $290 subsidy for building their own temporary housing, with help from the army. Further down the valley, in the destroyed township of Yinghua, the picture is even more depressing. there are few prefabs to be seen. Almost everyone is in homemade shacks, and no one knows what the future holds. I met one elderly man who didn't want to give his name, sitting by his devastated house beside the road. He said he'd had no help at all. Here, the government in Yinghua hasn't dealt with what happened, he says. They don't care about this village, which has been so badly hit. Throughout the quake zone, there's a real inequality of provision. In some places, workers build new roads through huge, orderly prefab settlements, equipped with picnic tables, cooking facilities, and exercise equipment. In others, the destruction is everywhere, and people are still picking through the rubble 2 months on. Given the magnitude of the task of housing 5 million people, even temporarily, it hardly seems possible any August deadline could be met. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.